B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Wash your hands. Don't get the virus. Make sure you clean the alcohol. Get Clorox wipes at the grocer. Get some water too. And some beans will be mixed with Frank's there. They store long upon your shelves.
This guy can sing, man. But that kid said, hey, Dad, that's Michael Jackson. He wasn't a girl, right? I'm like, no. I said, his voice is high. He's one of the best singers ever. He goes, he can sing, man. Because I like Billie Jean. I'm like, okay. It's a good one. It's one to say hello to Dino.
Why do every time you portray your son, you would come away thinking that he was hearing impaired by the way he speaks?
He screams.
Hey, Dad!
It's like the park character.
I've spoken with him. He doesn't talk like
that.
No,
he's very soft-spoken, actually. He actually is very soft-spoken.
You know, we started singing in the car last night? Man in the Mirror.
Remember your kid did?
One? No. I don't know. Something happened. We started singing the lyrics to Man in the Mirror. We're going to make...
Change
for
what?
Gonna be
feel real good.
Gonna make a difference.
Gonna make it right.
Beatles. Oh, we lost.
He's lost.
Damn it.
Jesus.
We almost made it to the end of the show, but we lost Beatles.
How and Brody sing that one, so.
No, we're not doing this. I'll get trouble.
Hey, Dad,
now,
sing that Man in the Mirror song.
We're to the point with the coronavirus.
Gotta make change. I'm making change, right, Dad?
What's he changing?
For once in my life.
Now they have a sign language person up with the coronavirus on TV. What? Why don't we just stop making fun of this? Like, we're not making fun of it. But.
What, coronavirus?
Yeah, coronavirus production boy. Yes. Yeah, that one.
So, I don't know. Something about that really spoke to Beetle. You like that one?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. No one's ever called that out, and you did. And
I'd kick your ass right now.
Me? What'd I do?
You mention him enough that everyone is familiar with the voice.
I like the kid. What do we do? I like the kid.
Hey, sing, right?
You know what we did this week?
Why and he got it yelling?
Down. He's not the best numbers.
Because he doesn't. I've spoken with the young man.
We did the passing tree this week.
Nice kid.
Yes.
Really well behaved.
He knows never the one, ones, threes, five, seven
very
goes
polite.
The outside, everything else inside, nines to go around. So now we're just yelling out numbers.
Oh, man, that kid can eat too.
Wow. He ate a whole pizza down in Fort Lauderdale. I couldn't believe I saw it.
All right,
hey,
then.
I got a corona update for
sure,
you.
Sure, bring it, dude. You bring it. Phone line's wide open, by the way, if you want to jump on board.
You want to talk coronavirus?
As I ask a question back to Super Blonde Blonde, who just told me that our daughter is supposed to go to Montreal for a French class
no,
trip.
Is that
no,
over?
No, that's not happening.
It is now canceled, even though it wasn't taking place until their spring break, which isn't for another, what, 6 weeks?
The April one?
Oh, I'm sure it'll be fine by then.
And she said, we only get a voucher, not our money back for the Montreal trip.
Oh, bull.
To which
bull
I just chatted back to her, what the F is the voucher good for?
What does that give you? A voucher?
Wait like
a for like a future school trip?
Stouffer's French bread pizza? What? What?
What, beignets?
Box of Mucinex for the virus.
You went one of those weird trips to Montreal, didn't you, where you decided to take your kids there?
Wait, so what is the voucher there for? Did you get an answer?
When they were young?
No. Just
like if it's a future school trip, I feel like that's acceptable. No. We'll do it next year.
My wife treats texts and G-chats as Molotov cocktails.
Put her on the phone.
She puts something out there.
Get her
and
on the
then
phone.
If you go to respond to her, she's like, no, I'm gone. I threw it out there.
It's
like
over.
A grenade.
You missed your window.
Yeah.
Call right. her. Like Fred calls his wife.
Oh, man. A voucher?
A voucher.
A coupon? What do you do with a coupon?
For, you know, the next time. Someone in your family is going to take a bus to Montreal
a bus
with tour
to Montreal? To
take a bus you know,
to Montreal.
40 other seventh graders. From, what? No, this what? Was it. This was the time. It was going to happen then.
Why would they ever think that would be a good idea in the first place?
What? A trip to Montreal?
No, to stick kids, like multiple kids on a bus, and let's just go for hours upon hours on a bus.
It's a school trip. You never did that as a kid?
We went to like downtown Pittsburgh to like Carnegie Hall or the Museum of Science or the zoo. Yeah, we did field trips, but... Never. Like, let's bus it and stay over,
we
man.
Went
like,
we,
out of the country.
And they are staying over. So it's well, a decent-sized check we had to
let's
write.
Let's go for the day. Yeah.
It was like 3 days.
I remember going to New York City on a bus trip.
See, that be... Okay.
Toronto Science Center.
Yeah.
They're from Michigan. Yeah.
For like 3 days.
Wow. Never did that.
Still waiting to hear back what the voucher is good for. Refresh.
Who did you write the voucher? Like, who did you pay the check to? The school?
It's like a
travel company.
It's like a travel company.
Okay, so you're going to get... Okay, you're going to be able, like, in the future to probably use that for a cruise or something.
Yeah, so if the school continues to use that same... they'll book you on that cruise right out of San Francisco right now. As soon as they're able to get the boat into the dock.
Are you afraid to go on helicopters?
you're going to be dropped off in a Yeti cooler to get on.
Put it this way. It was a large enough amount to where when I saw it on the credit card statement, I asked a similar question.
Oh, like what
not,
is that?
Not what the F is this voucher good for, but like what the F is this charge? Like what is this? And it took us a minute to figure it out because it was like a weird thing.
All
I'm
right,
like,
more or less than $1,000.
Less.
Okay.
But still.
I was going to say, because anything over like $1,000, I'd be like, whoa, that's crazy. That's an expensive, pricey trip.
Yeah.
I've been to Montreal. They have a fine selection of cheap hotels there.
Good entertainment.
A lot of live entertainment. Yes. A lot of live entertainment in Montreal.
I watched food special. They said the bagels up there are better than New York. And I find that hard to believe.
In Montreal?
Yeah.
What does Montreal have that's special with the bagels?
It's something about the water up there that's similar to New York's water.
Hmm. I believe that.
Okay. I mean, it's a food show. I was watching. Right. The guy knows his food and he goes and he's like, Jesus, I've been to all the best in New York. This is as good or better.
That's good to know.
And you go there and get to eat it hot.
You been up there?
Yeah, once.
Yeah. 617-779-0985. Freddie in Attleboro. Freddie.
How you guys doing?
How you doing, Fred?
Good. First time, long time.
Nice.
So I was just at Twin River and I was in the elevator with this old couple. And the guy looks at an Asian person across the room.
Sounds like Zoe's breakfast.
Just stop it right now.
It sounds like Zoe's breakfast.
Right? So, anyways, you looked at this guy, and he's like, oh, you want to know how to kill the coronavirus? Spray hot water right in front of your face. That's all he says, and then walks out.
I don't know.
I don't understand.
I don't think that'll work. I don't think that's
a good way
to...
Wait a minute.
Spray hot water in front of your face?
So he was having breakfast.
No, he's in an elevator.
Oh.
Everyone knows the best way to kill coronavirus is to open up your pool in March, dump a bunch of chlorine in there, and
correct.
Then just push the whole family in like Zoe is going to do this weekend.
That is correct.
2 weeks. It's going to be 68 next week.
You're going to open the pool?
No.
Can you? Your hot tub is attached to the pool?
Yes.
Same water source?
Yeah.
So you can't really use that
you
in the wintertime,
you close the pool,
you
close the hot tub.
Oh.
That's a bummer. You have one and can't use it in the winter months. Yeah. That's disappointing.
Is it one of those above ground hot tub barrels like they have in Boogie Nights? Or the three of those?
the wood sides?
Yeah. No. You want to hear a poem I wrote?
Yeah.
I love you. You love me. Climbing down the sugar tree.
Bill's in Charlton today. What's up, Bill?
Hey, how you doing, guys? First time, long time.
Hey, how you doing?
Listen, I got that. I got the same issue with my daughter.
What's that?
They have the vouchers, you know, for this class trip.
Yeah,
she's supposed to go. She's supposed to go to Europe, Italy, Germany.
Well, she ain't going now.
Well, that's what they're doing. And in April, she's supposed to go in April.
Okay.
And they give you choices. It says, I'm comfortable with continuing the plans for travel, which I can't see ever happening. I'm becoming uncomfortable with travel in April. I would like to go on another option, explored. And then you can also go trip postponed until the summer, 2020, mid-August.
Don't want to do that.
No, or I would, the child can join the April 2021 tour.
Oh,
which
man.
which goes to Paris, Florence, and Venice. So
it sounds nice.
We have to figure out what we want to do, and we're trying to figure all that out now. It's just it's craziness. I definitely don't want her to go, not now, but especially to Europe. That's
I'm a little surprised, and maybe you are too, that with a class that you paid for a trip that you paid for up front, and then the trip is canceled. One of the options is not here's your money back. That seems like that'd be a good option.
It should be.
You pay for the trip up front. Okay.
Was there a travel insurance package you were allowed to purchase with that trip?
Well, it wasn't purchased through Expedia, so right. I don't know.
I bought through Expedia, but I've also, you could tack on insurance.
So the other day, Zoe went around to a couple of members of management, and that includes Jim Louth, now a member of management.
Who still doesn't have an answer.
And wanted to ask if we had a plan here for the, in the event that someone is quarantined or someone even worse contracts coronavirus. This is the first update we've received from anyone in the building here in our email.
Oh,
from Dan Kaiser in engineering. He says, hello.
Hi,
just
Dan.
Just a friendly reminder. You can use disinfectant wipes on the microphones. Please do not spray them with anything. Most of the microphones in the building have 48 volt phantom power. Spraying the mics will cause a short and can destroy them. Thanks, engineering.
I'm putting the spray bottle away from Zoe. Right.
Remember that time Zoe got electrocuted by the microphone?
Yeah.
Do we have that in the files there, Jim?
It's one of the best sound effects ever.
Look at Jim's picture.
I'm just wondering if there's a way to recreate that by spraying the all-purpose cleaner on your microphone.
So if anybody wants to send Jim trinkets to decorate his office, right now on NBC Sports Boston on the simulcast on TV, you could see Jim's wall behind him and his shiny head. Jim has a single thing in the corner, and it's probably, what is that thing that's up? Is that a Red Sox?
I don't know what that is.
My son gave it to me. It says All-Star Dad.
Yep. What a winner.
World's best boss.
I got to get him one of those cups. We got
to
get him.
World's, you ready to hear this?
World's second best lawyer.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead. Tampa Bay will be on their way if they get a win tonight and go up 3-1 over your Boston Bruins at the Garden. We're going to be talking to Billy Jaffe about that coming up next.
That was no joke.
Oh, my God. It's so good. Play it again.
What's so good about it?
It's really good.
3-1 over your Boston Bruins at the Garden. We're going to be talking to Billy Jaffe about that coming up next.
You can hear the zap through the mic. You hear it, don't you? That's my bone.
It's
That's
been
my
a long time since we played that.
About that coming up next. I could sue them for that.
Yeah, sue them. That'll be good. Company doesn't exist anymore.
Remember how quick engineering was in here?
Never
seen them move so fast.
That's why. That's the PSA. Don't spray that cleaner on your microphones.
Thanks, Kaiser.
Wipe them down.
Attaboy.
But that's the first real directive we've received on this. Well, now we're going to handle it here at 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Here comes engineers now. Should we have like separate windscreens for ourselves just to be really clean?
Yeah, I would think so.
You think of this type of company, like Dennis would have gone ahead and ordered a bunch of those.
617-779-0985. We'll get back to your calls here on this Friday. Fake promos coming up later in the hour.
All right.
No! BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ooh, wash your hands. Don't get the virus. Make sure you clean the alcohol. Get Clorox, wipes at the grocer, get some water too.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
No, just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
With a little love,
hey,
and some tenderness. We'll walk upon the water. We'll rise above the rest with a little peace and some harmony. We'll take the world together. We'll take them by the hand. 'Cause I got a hand for you. Yesterday, hey, what'd you do?
I saw you standing there.
What was your head? Your head was down, your eyes were red.
We'll get shocked again.
And
they gave us covers.
Yeah,
brand new ones.
New ones. Hey, all right. I got a hit for you. Come on, Hardy.
Hardy's never into
us.
This.
Listen,
there we go.
It's me.
Hold my hand. Hold my hand.
How's that pitch, pitch pipe boy?
Sorry, I'm distracted. I just got word back on what our voucher is good for.
Uh-oh.
Oh, hold on. Stop the music.
Uh-oh.
Okay, what do we got?
The Montreal trip that got canceled?
Yeah, what's it good for?
That next year. I'll just give you a voucher for next year.
That's not bad. That's not a terrible thing.
How do I even know she wasn't going to want to go next year?
Why should they hold
it? Oh, she's going now.
Why should they hold your money for a whole year and collect
interest? You're going to Montreal next year. I told you why, because Hardy didn't buy the insurance package.
I don't even know if it was an option.
Probably was not. Probably stupid school.
The girl's mother was involved in the purchase.
Oh, Jesus. PTA mom, homeroom mom.
Here's a question.
Cupcake baker.
When next year is the trip? Does it have to be on a vacation? Why does it have to be on a school vacation week?
Do I know?
They could take the kids out of school. It's a school trip.
Just take them 1 week in the summer just so we don't have kids.
Could do that, too.
Be great.
That would be. How long is the trip for, Hardy?
It's like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah. Ooh. End of the year. Do it in June if things are cleared up by then.
Why don't you just drive up? You guys had such a great experience with
Calvin
up there last
time. Those can count as days of school, you know.
Calvin liked Montreal.
Those can count. I don't know that, but I think that.
You guys go back to that restaurant where you had to take him outside and say, if you're going to go back in, we're going to act differently. Remember that?
I got someone I can ask on that.
In Montreal?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure I did. I did that a number of times with my kids over the years.
I had to take him outside
and
talk to him.
Yeah. Well, I mean... Hey, we all have our different parenting methods. A handful of times over the years, I took one or both of my children outside a restaurant and explained to them that this is not how we behave.
Right.
And we can do one of two things. We can go back in and behave, or we can go sit in the car while the other human beings finish their meals. And I guarantee you're not going to enjoy the rest of your day.
My mom always taught behind the ear, the hair right here, you just twist it. Can't see it. Are you going to cry? Are you going to show someone?
Like I said, different parenting strokes for different folks.
Some stuff works.
We got a caller earlier who said the cure for corona is spraying hot water in front of your face. That sounded ridiculous. It is. Jay says the best treatment for corona is a lime. Have a great day. what happened? You electrocute yourself?
We're okay. Jesus. Sorry, Dennis.
What happened?
Sorry.
That's a problem.
See the shocks in there? The sparks?
No, there were no sparks.
Don't. Just put it down.
I ain't touch anything.
Just put it down.
Why is Matt swinging golf clubs out in the hallway?
There really is a couple of pins missing. I see that you're...
See, I haven't touched it, dude. Like... Oh, boy. What are you going to do?
What is Maz doing out there? Did you provide those trinkets for him to play with?
No, my buddy Chris was here from Turf Golf. He says he invented this like chipping game, and he dropped one off here for us. And Maz is more than what? Maz, why don't you set it up, and I'll go out there with you during the break. We'll have ourselves a little chip off.
School trips can count as school days, Hardy. Tell them to get that trip in before the end of the year.
Okay.
Right. I hope that club flies.
Yeah, tell them reschedule that thing for June.
Fat load of good, that'll do me. I'll tell them.
You tell them. You let them know that a year from now is not acceptable. 12 months.
This isn't a private school. Isn't a private school. The parents don't call the shots.
Depends on what your public school is like.
Well.
It just depends. It depends on, you know. Some schools, they don't let the parents call the shots. Schools, they do.
Scum.
Some schools, they let the parents run right over them.
In a public school?
Yep.
Love it.
They do. Trust me, and all the public school teachers knows they all know which school has which type of atmosphere.
And which ends up being the better type of school. Right.
Oh, the one where they don't let the parents say anything.
There we go.
Those are the far better schools.
That's why we're happy where we are.
Rent the bear, keep their damn schools clean, because my kids ain't coming home. You keep them damn kids in school. Yeah, you clean them schools. What is going on?
I don't know if you can hear it on the air, but Maz is hitting golf balls into the wall.
Can I hit him?
Oh, now he's embarrassed and he's walking away.
Good show prep.
Good job.
Don't worry, buddy. Baseball reporters, couple weeks.
You know
You'll
what?
Be prepping.
I was in the car the other day and I heard Adam Jones and I thought, it's like 6:05. I'm like, a few more weeks, Maz will be working the extra hour.
So I've been, with the accelerated sports spring sports schedules, I found myself in the car during the crossover, and it's always entertaining with Felger, Maz, and Jones. And then I look at my watch, about 6:08 after the Jones open, he finally gets into his show. That is the longest open to a radio show in the history of sports radio shows. Who's that?
That's you with a broken microphone at one point in time.
It's the same mic.
When that was.
They have never fixed it.
So is that the evidence that you have a defective microphone?
Yeah.
That was never
repaired? And they don't care. They never fixed it. I get shocked. And it still does the same
thing. That was before the Buffalo game?
What Buffalo game?
I see the graphic in the background. It's Pat's Buffalo.
Oh.
And Phil Perry's in on a Friday.
Huh. Where are you guys?
I'm on the left. Phil's in the middle.
Oh, you were there. Oh, I thought it was
you're
Jones.
On the right.
I thought it was Adam Jones. I'm sorry.
No, you're there.
Oh, my hair looks good there. I gotta get done.
I don't know when this was, but it's great. There you go. Old timey footage.
It's a day when I forgot my headphones because I end up with the plugins.
That's true. 617-779-0985 is the phone number. Today's takeaways with fake promos are coming up at 150. I want to revisit one of my baseball takes from today.
Oh.
The Yoan Moncada, Chris Sale deal.
Okay.
Would you reverse the deal? Would you redo the trade? If they came to you today and said you can go back in time, you don't get to know what you know now other than the performances. We won't count the second Chris Sale contract. Just that Yoan Moncada has turned into a real player. What he was expected to be. Now, would you redo that? We're just
how spruce they
like right now. You know Chris Sale's arm is junk and probably needs Tommy John.
So yeah, we thought Ruiz de Castillo had high ceiling too. Yeah, so but I got an easy.
But it's really knowing that Yoan Moncada turned out to what he was pretty much expected to be, which was a good player, and he just signed a new contract yesterday on the same day that Sale is having third opinions. Would you redo it? We'll revisit that next. Today's takeaways at 150. What happened?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
That was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Jitterbug.
We got a big early edition coming up tonight.
I just heard that.
NBC Sports Boston, 6 p.m. Both Hardy and I will be on. Ratings will go through the roof.
I'm going to go to a bar and watch it.
Stop by the house, put on my Sunday go-to-meeting clothes, get all spiffed up. Meet you back later on the TV set once again.
Who'd you say we got an email from downstairs? Dan Kaiser? About spraying
stuff? Yeah, Dan Kaiser.
Oh, you weren't really spraying it?
No. We got a tweet from Brownie who said that he was laughing so hard at us playing You Getting Electrocuted and that he had to pull over onto the side of the road.
Oh, that's good.
If you think it's funny listening back to it, you should have been here when it happened. Oh.
See, you guys stitches. You're going to make my mom mad because you're getting laughs at my expense when I was hurt.
You just got done talking about how your mother hurt you when you acted up in a restaurant when you were a kid.
Bad. Hey, Jim. Probably the all-time best clip was prior to us being on TV, there was a big sign, like a disclaimer outside our thing that the cameras can never be on the red light.
Yeah.
I remember before Felger and Mez would start, they start messing around with the cameras and then like the red light record was on. And I had a big Yeti cooler and I said, turn the red light off.
Oh, because you didn't want the cameras on because we weren't on TV, turn the cameras off.
Because it's liable. You can't put us on. It's a disclaimer, right?
It's libel, Beetle. It's a technical legal term. I don't have time to explain it to you. But Zoe and I just tripped.
That was a good one.
That was you throwing the Yeti at the camera.
Don't forget that.
That thing didn't go on after that. That was the old place. Not here. I would never do it here at Beasley. They're very nice.
I want to get back to the Yoan Moncada, Chris Sale thing quickly.
Nice people here.
I may have been too strong in my first go-round on Chris Sale today.
Oh, as far as what?
As far as saying that Chris Sale was not a significant part of the 2018 season. Because I like to write off his contributions to the 2018.
Email or something?
No, I had a nice back and forth with John on Twitter about it. And he pointed out 27 starts, despite, again, I think it was 158 innings. An ERA of 2.11, excellent. And a whip of .86. He was fourth in Cy Young voting. And
lefty too, right? Yep.
Here's what I would say. Like he was obviously good that year. Fourth in the Cy Young voting. To make 27 starts and have statistics like those, he clearly was good. They won 108 games. They cleared the next team in the division by 8 games. And his WAR that year was 6.9. I thought it was about 6. It was 6.9. That's pretty close. Like, that's pretty close to making the difference between winning the division or not winning the division. If he wasn't there, they still could have won it. But I think maybe the biggest thing I hold against him is his playoff performance is not being in line with an ace.
Yeah.
Or a top-line starter that you expect to go into the playoffs and perform well and help carry you, because he didn't do that. He was not, let's say, and this is also debatable, Schilling in 2004.
He was part of the strikeout thing down in Baltimore.
But like
too, right?
Schilling's impact on the 04 team was undeniable. Everything about that team sort of changed when they got him. Yes. And even though he struggled and obviously went so far as needing his, you know, ankle stitched back together in the middle of the run, he got lit up at first in the playoffs. Like, he ended up being a pretty important part of that run in the playoffs for them. He did.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. I just don't think he measured up to that where you can point to him and say, that was the guy that put you over the top. Either way, I'm still not redoing the deal.
I just remember
an ace-level pitcher for a positional guy that turns out to be a good positional player. He's going to be a good player. Moncada's good. But I still would do that deal every single time. You know what I wouldn't do? Re-sign Chris Sale. Like, if Chris Sale weren't even here today and was not yesterday talking about his third opinion and, you know, going to give it a go for now, if he was gone and with another team and Yoan Moncada was still signing that deal yesterday, I'd still say, well, the Red Sox already got their part of that deal. It's over. I almost feel like it's worse that they kept him and now they put themselves in a bad spot. Like, what? Break it down this way. Would you do the deal knowing you had to re-sign Moncada or re-sign Sale? Like, playing it out the way it is now? Where, hey,
I mean, knowing
you're
going to
make a trade
now
for Sale, but you're also going to extend him for 5 years. It's like, oh, well, I mean.
You never thought he was hurt at that time. He was making $13 million a year. And I remember even all the discussions, even Jimmy Stewart in the afternoon, like every time Chris Sale's name came up, as a possible guy. Like, you always thought that guy was unattainable.
There's a lot of people make a big deal out of 10-year deals and long-term. That would have been Sale for 8 years.
Right.
You know what I can't stand? Long-term deals for pitchers. Positional players, I can deal with it. Even though some of those, many of those, most of those, overwhelming majority of those, haven't worked out, I think it's even more risky when you're talking about it with pitchers. That's all. But I don't think he was the reason why they won an 18. He was certainly a helpful contributor.
Yeah.
But I don't think he was the piece that they needed to put them over the top. I still think they were capable of winning the World Series without him. In 04, I'm not sure that was true without Schilling.
Yeah. He filmed a commercial. I'm going to Boston to win a championship. Like, put it on me. Here's my bags. Packing them.
I just think the defense of that trade.
But I remember the excitement.
As the World Series is not a good defense. I think a much better defense is you trade for an ace for a positional player every single time.
Absolutely, 100%.
Like, that's such a premium on that kind of pitching.
American League East, absolutely, 100%. Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's a much better defense. Yeah. And that was my only argument.
We were giddy when we got the guy. And I would still do the trade. Still do it.
Even with his bum elbow.
Even with his, rag arm.
I'll just go get it fixed. Like, I'd feel so much better if he went and got it fixed now to give him some extra built-in time for any setbacks.
I would cut him
Does
a break.
Does that make sense?
I would cut him a break because what this is going to do is what we're going to do. Guess what we're doing next week? We're going to play long. We're going to play a little catch next week. We're going to rest it for 7 days. It's going to feel okay. Then guess what? A week after that, we're going to throw a little bit off the mound. Then we're going to experience some soreness. Then we're going to shut it down again. Then we're going to hear the comments from him. And then we're going to rip him again because he's three-quarters.
Guys come back stronger than ever from Tommy John.
Just get it. Give him a break.
Go get it. Go get it done, dude. You'll come back and be great again.
Yep. I agree.
And do it now because you'll give yourself more time.
Yeah, like Nike said.
Any setbacks.
Just do it.
He's going to turn 31 this month.
Yeah.
So he won't be an old guy yet when he comes back off the Tommy John.
I don't consider that old. What's showing
pitching? Well, he's
going to
be
38.
He's going to be 33.
Okay.
With multiple years left.
With a stronger arm.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Come back with a nice strong arm for your mid-30s. Just get it right. That's all I want. Before this entire thing turns into a disaster and you're missing way too much time out of too many seasons because you screwed around with it in the beginning. Go fix it. Red Sox should want that too. Today's takeaways, the fake promos next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, time for today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Set up your consultation today if you haven't already. Give them a call. Or just check everything out. Six locations at awaken180weightloss.com.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to play the fake promos.
Sure are.
As you know, we use fake promos as a way to give a more accurate representation of what should be promoted on the show to give you a real feel for it. We're going to do that, and then we're going to play something from the show. That would be the coronavirus production that continues to grow and continues to spread like a disease.
Did you come up with that analogy before just now?
No, I just said I just thought of that in the last
brilliant.
10 seconds.
The coronavirus parody song medley will continue to grow and spread much like the subject of the parody songs themselves.
I just thought of that. I did not think of that before 5 seconds ago.
Brilliant.
All right. Thank you. To the fake promos we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Moose Johnson.
Moose is good. Like Moose. Moose has been doing it for a while.
How about Daryl Johnson? He didn't do it?
I just said.
Jesus Christ.
Did you say? I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5.
He's become a problem. I swear to God, you ever bang out on another day? We need to know.
I didn't bang out. I took the day off.
No, he needs to cancel the persona.
We need.
Cancel it. It's over.
We need to have.
Michael Riley.
We gotta have a bullpen we go to. Select bullpen.
What?
It's not you. It's not your fault. What do you mean?
Not anybody's fault. What's the problem?
You could take off any day you want.
Was that first 15 minutes with just you and Sarge?
It was good.
The best.
Oh, Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
They might be on the verge of an outbreak there.
Sarge, how many guys' pens have you touched?
A lot.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Yeah. Autograph? Is that what he's talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. How excited he was.
Oh, a lot.
Kidding me?
We don't bully Sarge, do we?
Bully?
No.
No. No, no. Mm-mm. I've hit my limit.
He's my guy.
You've hit your limit?
I've hit my limit.
With what?
With Sarge.
Why?
It's just
he's Sarge out.
Sarged out.
I never get Sarged
out. I look forward to hearing Sarge on the PA call tomorrow, Gillette Stadium.
He's excellent at doing it.
Everybody get ready for revolution.
He did a great job at the Patriots games this year. He's going to do a great job at the Revs games.
He's really built good. For it.
No
he's
doubt
built for,
about it.
He's built for trivia. He's built for weddings.
He does a really good job.
He's built for wrestling podcasts, everything.
More Sarge.
Mike Riley. More Mike Riley.
I need more Mike Riley in my life.
I need more Mike Riley, less Sarge.
Zolak and Bertrand.
You and I in a little toy shop.
He knows it. He loves
bag
it.
Bag of balloons with the money we got.
I lost the German part of it.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
He was apparently speaking German at the beginning.
I thought you were fluent. In the language
Russian.
Up until you said that because
das ist gut, ja.
Das,
I mean that was that English or German?
Das ist gut.
Gesundheit. Coronavirus Gesundheit. We got something.
Next,
yes.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
John Elway or Jake Delhomme?
Delhomme.
You're really enunciating Del and
Delhomme. Delhomme.
Jake Delhomme.
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 Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Dalom.
Yeah, he has a Picarino.
No.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's all right. I don't care.
Have we had it?
It's fun. I think it's part of the gang, being part of the gang.
I'm trying to remember the fake promos. Is it all Sarge and Zoe this week?
Yes,
I think it's all Sarge and Zoe this week.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Oh,
a game of hockey will be played.
Le game lo hockey shall be played with adult none.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I get confused there because deux is un, deux, trois.
Yeah, what's quatre. Nine?
Non. Un, deux, trois,
speaks
non,
French.
Cinq.
Where's Phil Perry?
Cient. Cienque. Yeah, I was thinking of Chris Berman when he had two Parkers. I do.
Right.
I just,
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
You always put lemons on your counter.
For what?
You put them in vases. Lemons are inviting to people. I know some realtors, like when they stage homes, you put the lemons out and nice little finger sandwiches.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So for the staging, you're saying not for the open house, but the actual staging, you're supposed to have
food
out on,
like,
on the counter.
Well,
you
pleasant.
Said staging, that's different.
You walk in the kitchen, you see a big,
nice staging, nice lemons.
Like the breakup. Vince Vaughn tells Jennifer Aniston that
my baby wants lemons. My
I only got a
lemons.
Couple, but I wanted 2 dozen lemons. What do you want the lemons for? Baby wanted lemons, she got lemons. She really didn't get the amount of lemons. She wanted to dress the vase up because it is inviting to people.
Last one.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports
Hub. I don't even know where that's from.
I speak so. That was Prince, I Want to Be Your Lover.
Want to be your lover.
Beatles had it.
But just in case you didn't get enough Zoe singing today, you'll get a little bit more.
Oh, a little bit more.
As Zoe favored us yesterday with a rendition of a coronavirus song that made its way into the expanding, spreading coronavirus parody song medley.
Every song now is like, I'm thinking, how do you work coronavirus in?
Hands.
Do we have advice?
Yeah.
Touching hands.
Really hot water with a lot of soap.
Reaching out.
I mean, you might delay the inevitable, but.
Touching me.
My advice is.
Touching you.
It's just, it's going to be very hard to not get it.
Damn coronavirus. You are much worse than the flu.
Achoo, achoo, achoo.
My corona, hi, 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 achoo. Coronavirus, before you know it, it'll make you sneeze.
Gotta wash your hands real good now.
Good one, Sal.
Scrub them 20 seconds.
Sing happy birthday. Oh, you're gonna get it.
Sometimes when we touch, the virus is too much.
Operation to Foxtrot 411.
Keep your hands out of your face and eyes.
Foxtrot 411, we have a robbery in progress.
And if we handshake, we might die.
Operation Foxtrot 411, we have a robbery in progress. 2 blocks from your last known location.
I can't touch you till Corona subsides.
Operations, all units, disregard armed robbery call. Need to locate Foxtrot 411 immediately.
Tom of Worcester sent us that from his prowler yesterday out there doing something police department related.
Something.
Thank him for his service. And
well, Worcester crime rate has been down, so, I mean, they may have more time on their hands.
Well, he swears nothing slips through his dragnet while he's recording parody songs and sending them to us. So we'll take his word for it.
Sure.
Hey, guys. You guys be safe this weekend. Stay out of Wellesley.
Yeah, we'll do our best to do Felger Maz. Maz in studio, Felger is not.
Big Jim's here, right?
Yes, Big Jim is here.
Felger's on the show, though.
Felger's working.
All right. Remotely.
He's a warrior.
Remotely. Coronavirus won't keep him down. Have a great weekend.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now, I'm just trying to spell it out for the listeners.
Felger and Maz.
STOOPIDTEPIDBOB.
Boob. Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mads.
Q-U-I-T, quit.
Okay, thank you. No, spell up for me, too. I'm an idiot.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Right then, hi everybody, welcome to the program. It's Felger and Maserati coming to you from, well, half of you from our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. I'm coming to you via quarantine in Wellesley, Massachusetts. That's no joke. If you're watching on the NBC Sports Boston simulcast, you see me from my palatial couch with Big Jim and Maz back in studio. We are presented by DraftKings. And before we get started, Maz Murray, how you doing?
Good, you?
I'm doing great.
You understand why Maz is muffled? You obviously can't see.
Maz has the guy. No, I can see it. Maz has his already has his gas mask on.
Well, can I explain to you exactly what has gone on here?
If you want to, yeah, go ahead.
So when I heard that you were quarantined today, and I know I sound like...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.